AM 790 Talk and Business presents Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next water fire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And, you know, we got preempted by the Yankees again, so normally we're here with you on Wednesdays, but we're here with you today on a Tuesday, and I'm so excited because, one, I have two of the best guests that were brought to me, just kind of, I would say, by kismet. I've got Jim Nellis, who is sitting with me, and I've got Corey Oberlander. Got it right, right, Corey?
Thank you, Brian.
Right. And we're going to be talking a lot about art and not only water fire, but again, this program's all about all the good things happening here in Rhode Island. And, you know, it was so interesting. My friend Anya, and who works with me also at Water Fire, introduced me to Jim, and I had heard his name all the time because I keep hearing about these things called the food fight.
The throwdowns.
All right, well, Jim, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks. And Corey, you are my co-host for the day, right?
Yes, I sure am.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me as well.
And you know Jim.
I do. I've seen him, I think it was 2 years ago at Pachacacho.
Pachacacho, right.
Yeah, excellent. Cool. So, Jim, all right, can you tell us a little bit? One, I found your story to be so interesting. Just give us a little bit of background on, you know, who you are and where you've come from.
I come from Georgia. I'm a father of two young boys, 7 and 10 years old. And I've spent the bulk of my career as an investment banker. The past 5 years I've been working in social media and social media consulting. But the most fun I've had is with the Rhode Island food fights. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're here to talk about. So that's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Well, all right. So what are the Rhode Island food fights for people who might not know?
Okay. So Rhode Island food fights are they're social media driven events. And what I mean by that is we will pick a food category. So Sunday, June 28th, Sunday.
This Sunday.
We were having the 4th annual Incredible Ice Cream Throwdown. And it's at Wayland Square. It's at the Rhode Island Eye Institute, 150 East Manning Street. And we put a call out to our fans, 17,000 fans on the Food Fight Facebook page. And we get nominations for the best ice cream in Rhode Island. We have them show up, mm-hmm. and folks come and sample ice cream, the best ice cream in Rhode Island. We have New Harvest Coffee will bring iced coffee for everybody to chug. We have Yacht Club Soda, has been a part of the family from the get-go, 100 years in Rhode Island, Yacht Club Soda.
I know. Wow. That. All right, so that's right where, you know, is that Smith Street?
Exactly.
In the 44?
Yep, back there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very lighthearted best of competition. So we determine that when it's all said and done, we have a very high-level group of judges that will pick a judge's first place, a judge's second place, and then the fans pick people's choice.
Jim, you didn't ask me to judge the ice cream contest.
Well,
I like ice cream.
We do have celebrity judges, and you will be on the next list.
This is interesting because it's not just ice cream. So when you do like these food fights or these food wars, what made you want to kind of change your mode of, you know, going from investment banking?
Yep.
And to this community work.
Well, it was so. I live in Rhode Island, and there are more pound for pound. There are more great restaurants in Rhode Island than where I'm from in Atlanta. And Atlanta has great food and great restaurants. And but it's an incredible food community. And then the food morphed and rolled into the drink community. So It was luck that I picked it, actually.
Yeah.
But it became, it's just something that I've had fun with. And
you're passionate about, obviously.
Very passionate about it.
So now we're doing ice cream on Sunday.
Ice cream on Sunday.
Sunday. But what else have you done, like, in the past?
So in March, we do cupcakes. We had the fourth annual Great Cupcake Championship. It was held at Hope Artist Village. We had, I think, 14 or 16 bakeries brought 1,000 cupcakes apiece.
Wow.
1,000.
That's a lot.
1,000 people showed up.
Corey, were you there?
I was not there. Next sounds time. Like a lot of cupcakes.
It's crazy. I mean, it's really crazy.
Yeah. And so what's, all right, so we've got the sundaes.
We got cupcakes, we have ice cream, we have cookies in December. Mm-hmm. And so we did that for a couple of years, tried to figure out, okay, how do we get pizza involved? How do we get hamburgers involved?
Yeah.
And so we came up with a platform, called it a virtual event. And a virtual event is, it's a month-long event. So rather than having, so the next one will be, iced coffee. So rather than having 20 iced coffee shops or coffee shops come to one venue, mm-hmm. and people come and drink iced coffee, we give people get passports, and a passport is nothing more than a piece of paper with a coupon for each competing restaurant or coffee shop. You tear off the coupon, you take it to the coffee shop during that month, which is going to be the month of August, and they give you a free iced coffee.
So how does somebody get that passport?
Go to rifoodfights.com and you buy a passport.
Oh, that's really
cool. That's a
lot of coffee.
Cool.
It's fun.
That's all right. We're going to need it in August at Water Fire because we got three huge fires in August and we're going to be working a lot. But that's really interesting. And I also know that you do a lot of work with the West Broadway Neighborhood Association.
And the West Side. We love I love the West Side.
Yeah.
Is
that where you live?
I do.
Okay.
I do. It's where my family is. My friends are. My friends are all over the state, but would really love. I love the West Side. I was recently asked to be on the WBNA board, mm-hmm. and so I'm having a lot of fun. We just had a block party last Sunday that was really just very impactful. The neighbors showed up in droves. It was really, really fun.
It's a really fantastic community up there. And I find that it's morphing. I don't know how long you've lived there for. But
a couple of years.
A few years. It's the young artists that are there. And Corey and I are going to go into that a little bit later on because he's got a gallery that he runs.
Cool.
At such a young age. But, you know, my daughters as well are mm-hmm. artists. And everybody lives on that side, and you know, I'll do the family plug for the E&O Tap, which
Absolutely.
Is our family bar. And
Poco Loco hangs out outside the taco truck.
Absolutely,
phenomenal.
And it's funny that whole it's being I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of energy.
There is a ton of energy,
and it's good.
It is very good. It's I love going out, especially in the summer. I walk out my door and I hear clack, 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 and it's the neighbors across the street playing dominoes.
Awesome.
It's just the vibrance, and it really is a whole lot of fun. Then I'll throw it back to, we have the best restaurants in the state mm-hmm. on the West Side, and I'll throw that out and let anybody come and challenge me and.
I'm sure somebody will.
And we'll take it's and you know what? There are no losers in that game.
No, actually, there's not. I mean,
right.
we are, and I love this throwdown idea. So where did you how did you come up with that idea?
Just it's just an idea that I love the food community. I had seen it done in other communities. I think I saw it in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, this it translates and. I built the platform for it on Facebook and let it sit there for a period of time. I had one day I had a meeting. It was a 7 o'clock meeting, and I said, I'm going to do something with this. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, I'm going to put it to bed. Mm-hmm. And I put a couple of posts out. Rhode Island Food Fights is looking for the best cupcakes in the state of Rhode Island. If you think you're the best, come tell us. During the meeting, this is how long ago, I had a BlackBerry. And my BlackBerry was buzzing the entire meeting. People were very vocal, they wanted to let you know who had the best cupcakes.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, we're on to something.
Well, you must be. And I mean, again, I love the fact that it's not just cupcakes, so it's ice cream. I think we need to expand even.
I have an expansion story for you.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to take a quick break in a second, but I got to. Hey, Brad Ferrucci. Oh, hello, Brad. I'm just asking you, what's your favorite restaurant in Rhode Island, my friend?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think about that, I think, before answering.
All right. Well, when you come back and we come back on air, then I'd like to hear that. And you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, and we're having a great conversation with Jim Nellis. What an amazing concept, the Food Fight Throwdown. And, you know, we've been talking about all these wonderful things that he's doing, especially this weekend. Sunday. I know. You kind of need that, like, monster trucks thing behind it, don't you? but also, you know, during the break, we were talking about you're doing a lot of work with the Latino community, and especially the Hispanic Heritage Month, which we know starts September 15th and goes until October 15th.
Exactly.
So what are you doing, Jim?
So part of my interest is trying to get different food groups involved in the food fights and the throwdowns, and I always felt that tacos would be just a home run. That I mean, we've all had tacos in Rhode Island, and they're just everywhere you go, the one place is better than the next, except for El Rancho Grande, which is the best, and Mijo's Tacos, which is the best.
It's a tough pick.
Okay, yeah. So I knew it would be. I thought it would be very successful. But I was my own ignorance, my own concern of my not speaking the language of the restaurant owners held me back from pursuing the project. About 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, a contact that I have with Leadership Rhode Island reached out to me and said the Rhode Island Latino Arts Group would like to speak to you to talk about a project. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's do this. And so what has evolved is between September 15th and October 15th, which is the time that the Latino heritage is celebrated, we are having Taco Mania. And Taco Mania.
Taco Mania.
Taco Mania.
Brad, are you in for Taco Mania?
Sign me up for Taco Mania.
You're
right
in.
Right on.
So Taco Mania is it's a passport event where people will, between the September 15th and October 15th, will go to the participating restaurants, and they will receive 2 free tacos at each restaurant. So here's why is this interesting? Because people love to eat tacos. Okay, it's super interesting for that. Why is this interesting for business owners? This is where it's kind of, you flip the table. What we're finding with this is, okay, so I'm going to bring in some investment banking numbers, but just because they're numbers, is that 70% of the people that are using these coupons are going to a restaurant they've never been to before.
Yeah.
This is golden. It's in the restaurant game. I have found that there is a dynamic. It's called the new customer acquisition cost. So what is your marketing? How much are you spending? How many people or new customers are you getting in? You divide it up. You come up with this number. It is at least 5 times higher than the cost of a restaurant for their 2 tacos.
So you're finding that most people go back. That's it. They're being introduced to something new. That's the game.
Bring people to the restaurants, and then they'll come back.
Well, because, Corey, you were saying at the break, what is it, $1 tacos?
El Rancho Grande, Tuesdays, $1 tacos.
Who knew?
You can't beat that, except for maybe free tacos.
And they're phenomenal. And they have their craft cocktails are top of the line.
So, all right, so there's going to be a massive taco throwdown. How many participating restaurants or establishments?
So restaurants will probably, for tacos, we're going to have probably, I hate to do this, but we're going to have more than 20.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That sounds
Are
like
they all
fun.
In Providence?
Throughout Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be throughout Rhode Island. So we'll stretch the boundaries. And what's interesting is, well, I find people that are buying the passports and buying the tickets to the events, they're from all over Rhode Island, but they're also coming in from Boston. They're coming up from Connecticut. It's it's really pretty cool.
Well, we see the same thing at Waterfire. You know, I think sometimes we are, because we're Rhode Island, and I know this just in you studying marketing, understand this, that we are sometimes looked at as just a small market. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, we're kind of like a fulcrum, and we're attracting people from Boston,
Absolutely.
New York, Connecticut, and I think sometimes we're undervalued for for what we do. And I even know that with WaterFire, when I've seen, like, you know, some companies that want to sponsor or not want to sponsor, they'll look and they'll say, well, Rhode Island's not the big market. I'm like, but you don't understand.
Right, right. And I would flip that a little bit, too. I think the perception of Rhode Island from the outside, I think, is becoming greater than from the inside. Mm-hmm. I think we are, as a group, less inclined to celebrate ourselves as much as the outside world is. I'll see an article in the Boston Globe about Birch Restaurant downtown, and the reviewer said basically, go, just go, mm-hmm. And then people go. And I'm finding that with other different examples as well. It's really cool that Providence is listed time and time again as the coolest city, the best city for hamburgers. It's the best city for arts. It's across the board.
Yeah, I think you just put it the best way, is that I don't think that we congratulate ourselves enough,
right,
to be honest
I
with
agree.
You. And that's right. I mean, we're seeing ourselves in magazines, and, you know, look at the arts arts, the food, the culture. I think I was laughing with somebody recently, and because you're from Georgia, mm-hmm. Tell me your thoughts on this. But I was saying, you know, I left Rhode Island when I was 18 and said, you know, as my young 18-year-old self, mm-hmm. I'm never going back there. And I think, you know, I was talking to somebody recently. I'm like, we all boomerang back because it's just the coolest place to be.
Yep.
And we are so close to everything. And no matter, everything's always constantly changing. So, I mean, even what you're doing, and then Corey, what you're mm-hmm. doing, which we're going to get to, and talking about the arts and what you're presenting to young artists that are here, an opportunity, essentially, mm-hmm. With your gallery and all the work that you do, you know, and it's funny, I'm